Good morning and welcome to the Local Foods, Local Places radio show on KRZA 88.7 FM, connecting cultures along the Upper Rio Grande. And we're also streaming online, both at KRZA.org, and all of our programs are also archived on the SLV Local Foods Coalition website. That's slvlocalfoods.org. I'm really excited to be here today speaking with Charisse Shiner and Laura Fierce. And we're gonna be talking about some really exciting events. And also you'll be able to get to know them a little bit better and hear about the amazing work that they are doing here around food access and equity in the San Luis Valley. So before we begin, I'm gonna turn it over to Laura to start off. You are an AmeriCorps member working on community education. And so would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, how you came to be in this position and what attracted you to the San Luis Valley?
Sure, hi. I'm originally from Chicago and I had graduated in May of 2021 with a communication degree. And I didn't have an internship because of the pandemic. And so I was trying to find a position that would let me be able to gain some experience in my degree. And so I stumbled across La Puente, and I found that they had a community education opportunity open. And so I just jumped at it. And so I've really been having a great time connecting with people who are in crisis or in need of food accessibility at my time here. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for choosing our community to come and be a part of while you're serving with AmeriCorps. And we're really glad that you're here. We really appreciate all the work that you and the rest of the cohort here in the Valley are doing for our community. So thank you.
Thanks.
And Charisse is the Healthy Food Access Coordinator with the Food Bank Network of the San Luis Valley. Do you want to share a little bit about yourself, Charisse, and the work that you do here?
Sure. Thank you, Abe. I really appreciate this. And I have been serving the Food Bank Network for 3 years now. This will be my fourth year. If you see the big green van driving down the road, that's probably me. And I have been just working with a lot of awesome organizations and different things in the Valley, not just the Food Bank Network, but we just had an awesome seed exchange, a lot of networking going on there, a lot of beautiful connections happening there, a lot of synergy happening, and also with Crestone Energy. And, you know, there's just, unfortunately, there's too many, or maybe fortunately, there's so many people to name that I can't name them all, but I've been loving working with this community, and I've been in love with the San Luis Valley for over probably 15 years now. So it's just a great honor to serve this community in all these different ways.
Awesome. And the big green van, that's going like all over the Valley, right?
Yeah. From Creed to Crestone, Moffitt to Antonito, Del Norte to San Luis. We have 15 food banks across the Valley.
That's amazing that you're able to connect with so many communities throughout the region. And I know I personally will honk at you as I pass you on the highway. And so I don't know if I'll encourage that to everyone, but it is exciting to see you traveling about.
I do try to wave if I notice, but I might not be noticing. So I'm on a mission. So.
Well, we really appreciate you and all the work that you do. It's such important work. And so today we're going to be talking about some upcoming events, and some of these are, annual things that have been going on, but I'm sure some folks have never heard of them before and maybe want to get involved. Would you like to talk a little bit about the Crop Walk, Laura?
Absolutely. So Crop Walk is happening on Sunday, April 24th. So registration is at 1 p.m. And the 5K starts at 2 p.m. right outside of the Alamosa Senior Center at Cole Park. We're really excited to have this event in person again. It's a great opportunity to help worldwide fight worldwide hunger as well as locally. At this event, we partnership with Church World Service to help communities around the world be able to eat as well as secure that food source. As you know, the expression, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, but teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. But there's more that goes into that. If you like give the man, you know, the supplies for a fishing pole and bait, you know, what happens if his line breaks, or, you know, you have to be able to supply those things again, if, you know, something bad were to happen. So, it's really important what Church World Service does to be able to provide the impact and importance that comes into play when helping these communities have the agriculture or livestock they need, as well as the education and the support they need in order to make the farm going and succeed, you know, long term. And so for our Crop Walk event, we share 75% of the proceeds as a fundraising event with Church World Service, and then the rest goes to our local food bank network. And the event itself is a lot of fun. Before the walk begins, we're going to have live music from Old Scratch. There'll be face painting and a photo booth and other family fun activities. And then at 2 p.m., the educational 5K will begin. And then along the way, there'll be different checkpoints with hunger educators that will share facts about the challenges that people face worldwide to get food and clean water. So we hope you can be there for that fun event. And if you're interested in joining in on that event, please register at events.crophungerwalk.org/2022/event/San Luis Valley Co.
Awesome. So there's the website if you want to register. We highly encourage everyone to register and get involved. And I would love to just kind of hear a little bit about your personal experience and how this this event is dear to the work that you do. What is your personal stake in this event?
Sure. So, I mean, I'm in charge of planning it, so it's very exciting to be able to have those face-to-face connections and building relationships, and to, you know, feel community in how we want to help fight hunger locally as well as worldwide. And, you know, sometimes, especially with all of the things going on in our world at this time, it helps us, you know, feel that we do have an impact that we play in fundraising, and even just a little bit, like $5 or a dollar, goes really far to help end hunger. So,
yeah, definitely. Every penny counts, right?
Absolutely.
And what are some ways, if you feel like you can't contribute monetarily, what are some other ways that people could be involved in this event? I know you kind of mentioned a little bit about it, but can we talk a little bit more about that too?
Sure, absolutely. So it is a free event. You don't necessarily have to fundraise tons of money. It's just more of a, we're going to, you know, walk together and learn more about how we ourselves can end hunger just by being together in a community sense.
Awesome. I love that. I really love that. And let's talk a little bit about some of the other fun things going on that day. So there's, you mentioned Old Scratch is playing. So they're a local band. Have you listened to them before? Do you want to talk a little bit about some of their music?
I have not heard any of their music before.
Okay, cool. Well, I know them a little bit personally, and so I'll just say that they're primarily like a funk fusion band, and so they have a lot of really exciting stuff to play, and it'll get your foots tapping and your hearts pumping. So it'll be a real hoot, I'm sure. And you said there's going to be
face painting and a photo booth.
Cool.
So we have like some really great cutouts. Yeah, and we'll have other like fun game activities like cornhole and coloring sheets for the kiddos. And I know we're also celebrating our executive director's birthday that time as well. So we're going to have cake and snacks. So it's going to be very exciting to celebrate Lance as well as this fun effort to fight hunger.
Awesome. Wow. I didn't know that coincided with his birthday.
It's the next day.
Cool. So. Right on. So definitely come check it out. Fun family event. And there's going to be lots of fun activities and music to listen to, some cake, some food. So definitely come check it out. Can you give us the date and time one more time, please?
Sure. It's going to be on Sunday, April 24th from 1 to 3 p.m.
Fantastic. So come and check that out. And let's give folks that web address one more time so they can find more information and register for this event.
Sure. It's events.crophungerwalk.org/2022/event/San Luis Valley Co.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing this and for organizing this incredible event.
Absolutely.
Right on. Okay, cool. So what else do you have in store for us, Laura?
So on Tuesday, April 26th from 10 to 6 p.m., we're going to be doing our Fill the Van event. We're collecting canned goods outside of the city market in Safeway. And it'll be a really fun way for our food bank volunteers to collect canned goods that will be going to stock our food bank network. And so I love dad jokes, so I have to say it. We hope you can make it.
That's great. That's great. Awesome. Right on. So any canned goods, you can just bring them down to Safeway parking lot. On what is the date again and time for people to do that?
April 26th. And our volunteers will be there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we'll see you there.
Awesome. Awesome. So go ahead and donate your canned goods and help stock the food bank with some tasty food and support our community. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Right on. And Charisse, you've got some other upcoming events and stuff you'd like to share with our community as well.
Right. Hunger Ed Week will continue. We're going to have Tuesday, April 26th, that's Fill the Van. And then Friday, April 29th, we're going to have a pop-up tour at the food bank. And we're going to have Miss Zoila and Miss Lois to help us learn about fresh, healthy food and how we can get our best nutritional bang for our buck, as well as the actual bang for our buck when we're evaluating, the health, what's healthiest about fresh food, about frozen food, about canned food. And this is going to be a partnership with Cooking Matters, which was the first job that I got, helping out Cooking Matters when I first landed here in the Valley with Miss Lois. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, if you have a can of food that has extra salt in it, like rinsing that out. And if, how to really be a eagle-eyed shopper, like how much are you really paying per unit price for the food that you're buying? And we're also going to be handing out $10 gift cards for all the participants who come to that event. And that is going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Alamosa Food Bank on April 29th.
Awesome. Right on. And for those who aren't aware, Lois and Zoila are our Cooking Matters coordinators. And so they do this type of educational work all the time. They're teaching classes and doing grocery store tours and all kinds of different things that are about how to cook a healthy meal on a budget and how to, do all those things that you just explained, Charisse. And so it'll be a really great opportunity. And we have the extra incentive of the gift card, right? And what is the amount for that again?
It's $10 gift card. I think it's for City Market. I'm awesome. Not absolutely sure, but I know it'll be a $10 gift card. So yes, and Cooking Matters is just one of those awesome organizations that's been here in Colorado since 94. And, their mission statement is to really incorporate more fresh, healthy vegetables for growing kids and growing families, and also to help the kids with their guardians in the kitchen, learning about cooking skills so that they're, empowered to make healthier decisions as they grow.
Yes, definitely. So if you're interested in any of those classes, and there's a lot of other great incentives for being a part of that too. I've personally done it a couple of times, and you always get some awesome food and some recipes and even some kitchen utensils and supplies sometimes. And so,
right.
So yeah, if you want to learn more about that, this would be a great opportunity to also talk to our Cooking Matters coordinators and find out more about that opportunity while you're there.
Right.
So let's go over that one more time, the date and time and location once more for our listeners.
So it'll be the Alamosa Food Pantry, and it's going to be Friday, April 29th from 1 to 3. So please come, and even if you've done it before, it's always nice to just come and connect with the community, connect with the Cooking Matters teachers, because I know I get into these food ruts where it's like, what am I going to eat for dinner again? And I've done the class several times too as a helper, and it never fails like how inspiring the class is. Like, oh yeah, actually I can do all kinds of different things with spaghetti noodles. It doesn't have to be spaghetti and sauce all the time. It can be a stir fry or whatever else. So come and join us for that Friday, April 29th from 1 to 3.
Who doesn't love a new recipe?
Right.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. You can always add more recipes into your repertoire. And it's also really welcoming if you're not really into cooking and you maybe are a little intimidated by preparing your own food, especially for a family. It can be a great incentive just to get some more ideas and experience if that's something that that maybe you're uncomfortable with as well. So definitely encourage everyone to go check it out and support and be connected with our Cooking Matters coordinators and the food pantry in Alamosa. All right, so we have another exciting upcoming event. Would you like to share a little bit about Generosity on Tap, Charisse?
Right. So this year will be our 11th annual Generosity on Tap event. It's going to be at the Farm Brewery. And this event is to help raise money for our food bank network. We've had so many awesome, generous donors for the auction items that we're going to have that night. So like one of them is going to be from the Mudita Camel Farm. They're going to be offering a night in their yurt for us to auction off and raise money for our food banks. And again, there's so many interesting things that we've got donated, and this community has never disappointed with just how big open their hearts are to help those in need and their neighbors. So yeah, if you want to come out to that, that's going to be April 30th at 6 p.m. That's a Saturday. And just to give you a little bit of background, you know, the food bank last year, we served over 7,000 unduplicated individuals, within our 15 food pantry network. And, we're always looking to partner more deeply with our local farmers and other food producers, just to ensure that, you know, the food that we offer in our pantries is the most optimal nutritionally. And again, you know, working with our farmers, it's just a beautiful synergistic relationship. And so we're going to be having live music from Don Richmond over at the brewery. And we're also going to have catering by Gosar Sausage. So they're going to be there. And we have, the tickets are on sale now. They're $30. Until the day of, which will be $35 at the door. And all this money is raised to, again, support our 15 food banks within the valley. And if you're interested in coming, please go to La Puente Home, LAPUENTE home.org /generosity2022. And we also have a phone number that you can call, 719-589-5909. So please come and enjoy the evening with us. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be music, food, and lots of interesting items that you can come and bid on, and know that the money that we're raising goes to all the people for that need our pantry services. And yeah, so come and join us for a party. Thank you.
Fantastic. And that's going to be at the Colorado Farm Brewery, which is just south of Alamosa. You can find it on your map app or whatever means you need to find that, the Colorado Farm Brewery, which is another local agricultural business. And so also, if you're interested in trying some local brews, it'll be the place to do that as well. So highly encourage everyone to check out Generosity on Tap. And we have a lot of really cool things going on very soon. And so I would love to just kind of do like a little recap of everything that we just mentioned. So if you're listening right now and you're like, oh, I really, you know, want to attend some of this stuff, this is the time to bust out your calendar or a bit of note paper and just write down the information so that you can pick which of these events you would like to attend and support. So would you like to start off with our first couple of events?
Absolutely. So Crop Walk is Sunday, April 24th. And it's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. outside of Colt Park at a senior center in Alamosa. And then we have Fill the Van on Tuesday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. right outside of City Market and Safeway.
We're also going to be having the Cooking Matters pop-up tour Friday, April 29th from 1 to 3 at the Alamosa Food Pantry. And then our big event, Generosity on Tap, is April 30th. That's a Saturday. It'll start at 6 p.m. at the Colorado Farm Brewery.
Awesome. Really excited. And I'd love to just, like, before we wrap up our interview for today, I would just really like to kind of drive home why this particular work is so important. You mentioned that there were 7,000, is that right? 7,000 individuals who received food through the Food Bank Network. And that I feel like is a pretty significant number of people in our community that really benefited from the support of events like this. And so for me anyways, that just seems like such a important thing for our community to really understand and know about. And so what is it about doing this type of work for each of you that gives you that sense of community?
Well, for me, having served this community in this role for over 3 years now, what strikes me so much is, you know, our single seniors and we've all have to pay bills. We all have to pay bills in this current time. And we see how making ends meet, the margins of making ends meet are getting wider and wider and wider. And so when we think about the people who might need our services to have to come to a pantry, I mean, the statistics for the Valley are that 1 in 4 people will have to visit a food pantry in this Valley at least once this year. And when we think about the people who live alone, the people with small children, the people who just lost their job, or their housing situation fell through, like being able to support people in those toughest times is really important to me. And when I visualize all the people who are in those very desperate times, and to be able to support them in their time of need is just, it's huge. And the pantry leaders who work, you know, for no money to open the pantries to serve their community, it's inspiring and breathtaking to see the humbleness and the grace that they serve their communities with. So I'm absolutely humbled to serve this community in that way. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
For me, I really appreciate, you know, the fact that, you know, Hunger Education Week is helping the rest of the community realize that it's about accessibility to nutritious food, as well as understanding things about nutrition. You know, not everybody has the ability to have an education to realize, you know, there are great things that come with carrots. There are great things that come with tomatoes. There are great things that come with, you know, cabbage, how yummy it is. But also, you know, some people don't have the ability to access things that would be more nutritious to them because of finances or, you know, generational poverty and not having, again, the accessibility to have that education around nutrition. So being able to help the community have the access as well as how to make it delicious and nutritious. So
definitely, that's so important. And at the Local Foods Coalition, we're always trying to promote our local agriculture and our farmers and give them opportunities to really serve the community, our local bounty. And so I just want to share that there are ways throughout the year also that you can help support the Food Bank Network through local agriculture. There's the Valley Roots Food Hub, which is a place that you can order local food year round. And they actually have some donation buttons on there. So you can pick items to donate to the Food Bank Network through the Valley Roots Food Hub. And so if you are currently a customer, if you're interested in becoming a customer, please check that out and consider making a donation any time of year. And of course, support these upcoming events. It's going to be really a fun April. And we hope that there's a really amazing turnout and that you get the support that is needed to continue this important work that you all are doing. Another fun thing to mention is that the Rio Grande Farm Park is bringing a lot of local product into the Food Bank Network. So do you want to talk a little bit about that or any of the other ways that local foods are being brought into the Food Bank Network?
Sure. Well, the last couple of years, we had a grant that paid the farmers of the Rio Grande Farm Park to grow food specifically for our food pantries. And that was a huge success. You know, the grant money is small for, you know, when we're talking about grant money, but it was such a huge impact because our farmers who are always hit up for what can you give me for free, you know, actually got paid for the work that they do because I've gotten a little taste of it being a farmer over there myself. The work is so hard and it is definitely not free. And the farmers, there are always so gracious. They always keep our pantries in mind. And so, yeah, that partnership is flourishing, and it can always be more supported by people who want to be able to support the farmers as well as the patrons of the food bank by making sure that the farmers are getting paid for the work that they're doing so that we can continue to provide that fresh, healthy food that has been grown here in the valley, and food that's been grown alongside you in the same environment that you're in gives you the most optimal nutrition because it lives where you live. So it collects the minerals and the nutrition that you need to be here. So anyway, I can't speak enough great things about the Rio Grande Farm Park and the things that they're doing over there with their education initiatives and their farmer initiatives and the things that they bring to the community. So yeah.
Awesome. Right on. Well, thank you both so much for being here today and sharing these amazing events and a little bit about the work that you do and how meaningful and really rewarding it can be, not just as an employee, but also for our community. And so I encourage anyone out there listening to check out our local food pantries, to go to these events, and to get involved in whatever way is best suited to you. Thank you all for listening. This has been the Local Foods, Local Places radio program on KRZA, and I hope you have a wonderful day.